the story I wanted to tell you is last night I decided to go to the gym after I got out of a busy day because I was so exhausted. I wanted to ramp up my energy to see if I could work. Because sometimes if you go to the gym, you can come home and feel like working, but it didn't work yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was at the gym, I brought $2 in because I wanted to buy a bottle of water. And when I went to get the water, you know, I had my $2, and I was walking towards the gal at the register who checked me in, and she said, that'll be $2.03. And I said, oh, I got to go to the car and get, you know, some pennies. So I set the water on the counter, and she grabbed it very quickly like I was going to steal it, take it from her or something. It was very weird, and it was very kind of, she looked angry and kind of, she was kind of hateful, her mannerisms and energy. And so I went and got the change, and then I said, can I have my water? And so I was handing her, and she goes, I have to ring this up. I'm not giving you the water until I ring this up. You know, she was just kind of, it was weird. And so I looked at her, and I don't know where this came from, and it must have been the brain balancing, because part of me felt angry, but the other part of me, something clicked. And I looked into her eyes, and I saw that there was a kind soul. Like, I saw her eye, I saw who she was. And I looked at her, and I said, I can see in your eyes that you're a really kind soul. I can see your kindness. And she looked at me, and she goes, oh, like, it changed her right away. And then I said, when you grab the water that way, that behavior, I said, it's not really who you are. And she looked at me and she said, and she breathed and she said, I know, I've been so stressed. I'm taking 6 classes right now and I have finals this week. And she just like confessed and like connected to me. And I connected to her in a way that I otherwise wouldn't know how. And then, like, she said, you enjoy your workout. And then when I left, she was like, you know, she was just really kind to me after that. It just shifted. And I have no idea where those words come from. Like, how would I know to see that or say that? Like, that wasn't coming from my mental brain. Does that make sense?
Yes. It not only does it make sense, it almost brings me to tears to hear the story, because there's something going on here with this Longview protocol, and I've been experiencing, Matt has a little bit, I've been experiencing that I do the protocol from love, which gets really high scores. In other words, I'm not pushing with my mind, I'm just being love. And there's something going on with the prefrontals and this nutrient, and it's very, very, very interesting. So very, very exciting. Thank you for sharing that. It's wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome. I know, like, before this brain training, I wouldn't have thought to say those words. I wouldn't have known to say, and I mentally, like, it's just weird how those words came out, and I have no idea where they came from. It was like my soul was speaking to hers. I was at a different level of connection. And if that's what the God world is like, where we can see each other at that level and connect at that deep level to kind of bring someone back to themselves when they're angry or stressed, like, that's powerful for the universe. So
absolutely.
That's, you know what I mean?
So and then just think, when you spoke with her, and then she shifted, and then she spoke with others. Not that she's going to repeat what you did, but she shifted in her energy, which then influenced others in a more useful manner. Instead of her being in overload, she shifted, which will influence other people. And that's how it goes.
And I was actually triggered. Like, I was upset that she kind of treated me like I was going to steal that water, like I felt hurt.
Yeah.
So when that came out of my mouth, and it wasn't from anger, it was love, my hand was shaking. So it was coming, there was a little trigger, but instead of going the angry route, I came from a place of of love, I guess,
yeah,
without realizing.
And
then when she responded, oh my gosh, I have 6 classes and I'm in finals and I'm so overwhelmed, I felt better because I didn't have that, you know, it's like I got it. Like it was settled. I wasn't walking away thinking, God, that girl's ugly, and getting upset about her thinking that I was a thief or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah, so it changed both of you. It changed, you both had an experience.
It did. So thank you. I wanted to share that.
Super. So, sure.
You know what I mean?
So do you see how when she did what she did, you got flustered, you went into overload, your brain couldn't process what she threw at you. I'm not saying it isn't normal. I'm not saying it isn't even okay. I'm just trying to express the idea of the overload that momentarily loaded you up, and instead, in the end, instead of reacting, which is what happens when you're in overload, you responded in a very beautiful way, and it came from somewhere that you don't entirely understand, and yes, that's what core resonance is about.
Okay. I'm getting ready to go into my client now, so I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Have a great day today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.